The book of 2 Samuel, chapter 6. And David again gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the ark of God, who is called by the name Yahweh of hosts, who sits above the cherubim. And they set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in the hill. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the cart with the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel played before Yahweh with all instruments made of fir wood, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with castanets, and with cymbals. And when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Uzzah, and God struck him there for the error, and there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased because Yahweh had broken forth on Uzzah, and he called that place Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of Yahweh that day, and he said, "How will the ark of Yahweh come to me?" So David would not remove the ark of Yahweh to him into the city of David, but David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of Yahweh remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And Yahweh blessed Obed-Edom and all his house. And it was told King David, saying, "Yahweh has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertains to him, because of the ark of God." And David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with joy. And it was so that, when those who bore the ark of Yahweh had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling. And David danced before Yahweh with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of Yahweh with shouting, and with the sound of the trumpet. And it was so, as the ark of Yahweh came into the city of David, that Michal the daughter of Saul looked out at the window, and saw King David leaping and dancing before Yahweh, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of Yahweh, and set it in its place, in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yahweh. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offering and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of Yahweh of hosts. And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, both to men and women, to everyone a cake of bread, and a portion of flesh, and a cake of raisins. So all the people departed everyone to his house. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal the daughter of Saul came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the female slaves of his slaves, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." And David said to Michal, "It was before Yahweh, who chose me above your father and above all his house, to appoint me leader over the people of Yahweh, over Israel. Therefore I will play before Yahweh. And I will be yet more vile than this and will be base in my sight. But of the female slaves of whom you have spoken, of them I will be honored." And Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child to the day of her death.